Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. It is fall. Today it is spectacular outside. I'm in the studio, but I'm looking out the window, and I see the colors of fall, the sun glistening, and I'm going, I should be out there. But hey, my job today is always to hopefully teach you a little bit more about the outdoors so you can enjoy it. Well, I have spent many years in Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho doing research. Every time I am finished there, I head over to Yellowstone National Park. I call Yellowstone my summer playland. That's because I grab my fly rod, head to my local rivers, and I call them local because I've got to know them so well over the years. Well, I'm a catch and release guy, and this puts a smile on my face. While I'm fishing, I always come across bull elks. They are some of the most massive creatures in the wild. I often describe in a comical way, an elk looks like a horse on steroids. And then on top of that, you put 6-foot tines, and if you live out east, you would call them antlers, on top of their heads. When they are laying down, you go, holy moly, these guys are huge. When they stand up, they are just gargantuan. But one of the greatest things is you're looking at a spectacular, beautiful animal. Well, each year I typically leave in early August, sometimes middle of August around there, to head home. Well, if I'm going back east, well, the rut season for the elk starts here. So, hey, I'm an environmental scientist. I monitor all these different creatures. And you see, I have never heard an elk bugle in the wild. So I know one day I will return out there just to go through the rutting season with the elk to see the spectacular, really, to see what nature is. So let's talk about the rutting season. For elk, it starts mid-September to mid-October. In Yellowstone, it could start as early as August 15th. And the reason why I say that is, having spent so much time out there, the snow date out west there is August 20th. That means you can get hit by a major snowstorm anytime after that. And how do I know that? Because I was out there one year and it was August 22nd. And I was driving through a blizzard. So yeah, I know that. Well, if you're out there and you're looking for the mule deer rut, even the blacktail, it occurs a little bit later than the whitetail deer rut. So let's discuss, and that's the length of the show today, let's discuss the whitetail deer rut. It's from late September / October, and it goes to early December. The peak is the last week of October to the first 2 weeks of November. But let me give you a breakdown. I will be using a number of terms, so let's start with the first one, the photo period. This is the length of day, and this is what triggers the rut. At this time, deer become more active in daylight. The best example I can give you on this one, I have two, but this one, I'll share the other one later on, that story, but this one here. So a few days ago, I'm out on my tractor, and typically during the day, I'm not seeing any bucks, every now and then a doe, but not often. And there's a 6-point buck who steps out of the brush, and he's like 20 yards from me. So I just, tractor's still running, but I stop. And I'm looking at him, and he looks at me like, hey, what's going on, dude? And I'm going, well, aren't you going to, just scurry off? And he just like stood there. And as long as I was willing to just stay there and look at him, it was almost like a staring contest. So I just said, well, maybe it's time for me to just move on. I revved the tractor a little bit. He looked at me and just sauntered away. This does not happen any other time of the year. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So let's talk about the pre-rut, sometimes called the early rut. And at this time, you will see some scraping. And what it is a buck will scrape a shallow pit. And funny on this one here, in the exact same spot I saw a scrape last year, there is one this year. So in my mind, again, I'm trying to figure out, is it the same buck? I thought it was really neat. And the buck will urinate in this scrape because he is leaving his scent. And some of you say marking his territory, but also let the does know, hey, guess what? I'm here. You will also begin to see deer rubs. This is where they remove the velvet from their antlers. And at this juncture, their antlers take on a new look and strength. These rubs occur mostly at night. The term for this is nocturnal. But it's not just the antlers they are rubbing on the branch. You see, there is a scent gland on their forehead, and they are rubbing that to leave that scent as well. The buck also has an increasing testosterone level at this time. You will see between, I guess, bucks of equal size or a buck, a dominant one and a subordinate, you might see a little sparring going on, but it's a general little spar that goes on. And as you're walking through the woods, especially on the edge rows, typically is where I see them. You could see them anywhere, but you will actually see the scraping of the bark off a tree. Most times they're smaller saplings, and this is where the rub is going on. And if you're lucky enough, you may even find a little velvet there. During the pre-rut, if you are looking to find bucks or doe, just head to their favorite food. Just like you have a favorite food, well, I'm sure it's coffee ice cream, so does the deer. Acorns at this time of the year are so abundant, and it is their favorite food. And for me, it's not just any acorn. They love red oak acorns. Absolutely, absolutely their favorite food. The next phase of the rut is the early phase, sometimes called the seeking phase. This is where bucks search for females. So you'll see two things. More day walking by bucks and does. I'm babbling because I'm excited. Because again, anytime I talk about science and nature, I'm excited about it. Well, you're going to see more day walking by bucks and does and more rut signs. The next phase is called the full phase or the chase phase. Makes sense. Chase phase. I'm sure you'll figure this out. This is the true phase where of the rut where the male and female are very active and drawn toward each other. There is love in the air. You will have viewed a deer in a specific place for most of the year. Then all of a sudden, the buck or doe is not there. And the example I give you on this one, I said I had another one. Every evening, just before dark, I would actually watch. There was a 10-pointer who would come out. He's behind my home, so he's between my home and the pond, but closer to the pond. And he'd come out every evening, and he'd feed in the same place. And it was for a short while. And I went down there during the day. I said, well, maybe there's a specific food I'm not finding there. And there was nothing different about this area. And I couldn't figure it out. And then I realized behind him, there was a little knoll that went down. There was a tree line and a knoll that went down. And he probably found protection here. So that's why he feeded there. But guess what? During this phase, the full phase, the chase phase, he is no longer there because everything changes during the rut. The breeding occurs during this phase, and some people call it sometimes the tending phase. So the next phase after that, hey, notice there are many phases, is the late phase or post-rut phase. Breeding is complete at this time. So I always, I always love to give you like some really cool fact, a unique fact. So let's talk about the moon. It's the second full moon after the equinox is the rutting moon. it affects the timing of the breeding season for the white-tailed deer. Remember, photo period triggers it, so maybe the amount of light the moon is shedding at this time is part of this process. Nature is so cool, and I always say viewing nature is free. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.